Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. My name is Angeline.
And I'm Laura.
Laura, this is Laura.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Laura, you know what? I haven't seen you in such a long time. We haven't talked in a long time. We haven't taught together in a long time. Well, how have you been?
I've been okay.
Oh, well, how are things at work? How's your boyfriend?
Okay.
Laura, can you pay attention, please? Because we have a class going on right now. Come on, put down your phone.
Okay, I'll stop.
You know it's rude to talk on the phone, to play on your phone while somebody's talking, right?
Okay, I'll stop.
Okay, finally, now we can get started on our lesson.
Okay.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about our favorite word. Actually, not our favorite word, your favorite word.
What word?
Okay, well, let's get right into our article right now.
Hey, you didn't answer my question. What's my favorite word?
What is it?
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Are you okay?
Where did the word okay come from? A. A famous singer used it in a song. B. Shakespeare used it in a play. C. A writer used it in a news article. Now the answer is C. A writer used it in a news article. In the late 1830s, young people liked to misspell words for fun. They would make the words shorter and use them as slang. For example, KY was a popular way to write no use. A writer for the Boston Morning Post wanted to do the same thing. On March 23rd, 1839, he used OK for the first time in a news article. It meant all correct. The word became popular because politicians began using it too. After a few years, people began signing papers with OK to say everything was good. Teenagers today still create their own words like see ya. What new words can you make up?
Word power!
Play. Play. I loved all the great songs and actors in the play. I loved all the great songs and actors in the play. Writer. Writer. Emily's favorite writer is Stephanie Meyer. Emily's favorite writer is Stephanie Meyer. Popular. Popular. This popular restaurant is always very busy on weekends. This popular restaurant is always very busy on weekends. Teenager. Teenager. When Ben was a teenager, he often argued with his parents. When Ben was a teenager, he often argued with his parents.
Okay, so as usual, our encyclopedia article starts with a question. The question is, where did the word okay come from?
OK, 所以一开始呢，我们来看一下我们今天的 A plus Encyclopedia 单元问到我们的问题是 OK 这个字是怎么来的 Hey, OK isn't my favorite word.
Well, you sure use it a lot.
I do? Yeah, OK.
Anyway, let's take a look at our answers. Is the answer A, a famous singer used it in a song?
OK, 接下来要考考大家，不过当然我们有选项咯。首先我们来看一下选项 A, 就是呢 A 是不是有可能是因为一名有名的歌手把它写进歌里面呢？
Maybe the answer is B, Shakespeare used it in a play. Here we see our first word power word for today, play, P-L-A-Y, play, it's a noun.A play is a story that is performed by actors on stage. For example, I loved all the great songs and actors in the play. Again, I loved all the great songs and actors in the play.
好，我们来看一下今天的 word power word play 这个字。哎，注意哦，它可不是玩哦，它这里是当做名词来用，表示戏剧。像是以前呢，我们在学校都会有这个戏剧的表演，英文就是 school play。那如果是舞台剧呢，我们就看有一些演员啊在舞台上表演，这个英文则是 stage play。那刚刚 Angeline 老师提到的例句就是 I loved all the great songs and actors in the play， 意思就是那。戏剧里所有的音乐跟演员就是 actors 我都非常喜爱哦好了我们赶紧回到课文来看到答案有没有可能是 B Shakespeare 也就是莎士比亚把它写进这个戏剧里面吗
Okay, could the answer be C A writer used it in a news article So our second word power word is writer W-R-I-T-E-R Writer, it's a noun. A writer is a person who writes books and stories. For example, Emily's favorite writer is Stephanie Meyer. Again, Emily's favorite writer is Stephanie Meyer.
OK, 我们再来看一下选项 C, 有没有可能是这个答案呢？就是一位作家把它写在一篇新闻文章里面。不过在这里我们看到了其中提到的 writer 这个名词就是表示作家因为我们都知道 write 就是写的意思后面如果加上 er OK 不过这里因为字尾是 e 所以直接接 r 就成为 writer 就是从事什么的人 OK 所以从事写作当然就是作家哦 OK 那作家可能是写什么写书的作家 So writer may write books or poems 也就是诗词啦或者是 stories 故事比方像是我可以说啦 He's a writer of horror stories 就是很恐怖恐怖小说或是恐怖故事的作家哦那刚刚 Angeline 老师提到的例句就是 Emily 最喜欢的作家是 Stephanie Meyer
Okay, so we also saw the word article, right?
Yes.
Article. An article is a piece of writing about a topic in a newspaper or magazine. For example, we're currently reading one of the articles in our A+ magazine, right? The encyclopedia article.
Oh, that's right. 刚刚其实从一个句子当中我还看到另外这个怎么来认识一下就是Article 它是个名词像是呢它可能是不论是新闻上或者是杂志里面看到的文章这样子的意思没错刚刚 Angeline 老师讲的没有错现在呢我们就是一起在阅读 A Plus 杂志的文章啦
OK Laura So do you want to make a guess at the answer?
OK 让我来猜哦 I think it'sA. Wait. B is also possible.
B is the Shakespeare play. Shakespeare
right, and the A is the writer, the song, right? Okay, I'll choose C.
You just said A or B. Where did C come from?
I just think it's probably C, a wild guess.
A wild guess, eh? I actually think the answer is A. Because, you know, we...listen to music and
okay.
a lot of like catchy words come from music
oh and like cool words
yeah.
and new words that are created 是有可能的因为有时候流行歌手他们很喜欢用一些很酷的一些字、
like、selfie was a song、
oh,
right
yeah. 对、mm-hmm. 没错所以呢 what's the correct answer
well the answer is C you're right
yay
You're right.
B, a writer used it in a news article. 答案你们猜对了吗？就是 C 哦，一位作者把它写在一篇新闻文章里面哦。
Okay, so let's find out more about how this word okay or your favorite word.
Not
became,
my favorite word.
No, it's not.
Our favorite word.
Okay, so our article says, in the late 1830s,Young people liked to misspell words for fun. Okay, so to misspell words, misspell, means to spell words incorrectly. Okay, I think we still do that even today, like the word text and thanks. People like to spell text, you know, T-E-X-T as in text messages. They like to spell it as T-X-T.
Oh, right.
And thanks as T-H-X.
Oh, right, because we're lazy, maybe. 好，我们来看一下哦，刚刚文章提到，在1830年代后期呢，诶，这个年轻人为了好玩啊，他们喜欢怎么样故意拼错字哦。我们来看一下拼错的英文要怎么说，就是 misspell, 在前面加上字首 M-I-S, 后面接 spell, spell 其实就是拼字，所以就是拼错的意思啦。哎，没有错哎，刚刚严俊老师提了没有错，像是 text 常常我们会写成 txt, 可是它正确拼法是 text, OK,、right. 或是 thanks 我们应该都知道就是谢谢啦，不过呢我们可能会故意写成 thx, 其实中文有时候我们也会故意写不同的字、
really?
当初比较好玩，像是这样子我们都会写成这样子，而且是那个不同的讲 it's a different character,
这样 what is that?
Yeah,
solid
Yeah, no, 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 it's just the sound of it sounds cuter. 我觉得听起来就是很可爱。
Oh, I see. So you guys do that in Mandarin as well, you misspell characters?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, let's go back to the article, okay? It says they would make the words shorter and use them as slang.
然后呢，他们就会把怎么样字缩短当作俚语来使用 slang 就是俚语啦。
Okay, so our article gives us an example, okay? It says, for example, KY was a popular way to write no use. Or I guess they spelt it as K-N-O-W, no, and then use is Y-U-S-E. So, oh, we've come to our third word power word for today, popular. It's an adjective.
Okay, so again, our word is popular. P-O-P-U-L-A-R.Popular. When something is popular, it is accepted or followed, used or done by many people. For example, this popular restaurant is always very busy on weekends. Again, this popular restaurant is always very busy on weekends.
好了，我们来看一下文章提到了，比方来说，例如这个 KY 其实就是当时一个用来表示无用，就是没有用的一个流行写法，也就是 no, 知道的那个 no, 以及 Y-U-S-E, OK, 所以它是缩写的说法。Interesting, we don't really hear this a lot now.
No, you don't.
OK, 不过当时它是非常的 popular 哦。Popular 是个形容词，表示受欢迎的、流行的。我们可以用来形容任何的人事物，像是he is a very popular singer, OK,、非常受欢迎的歌手，或是 a very popular song, 非常流行的歌曲。那我们来看我们的例句啦。This popular restaurant is always very busy on weekends. 这家很受欢迎的这个餐厅到周末时总是非常的忙碌哦。
Okay, so next, our article says, a writer for the Boston Morning Post wanted to do the same thing. So the Boston Morning Post is a popular newspaper.
Of course, okay. 所以这时候文章又提到说，一位这个波士顿的晨间邮报的记者也想要做这件事情哦。
So what did the writer do? Well, our article says, on March 23rd, 1839, he used okay for the first time in a news article.
And it meant all correct, okay.
Right.
所以呢，他在这个1839年的3月第一次在一篇新文章里面就用了
okay,
也是我们本课的主题哦。意思是什么呢？All correct 就是完全正确哦。
So how did OK become popular? Our article says the word became popular because politicians began using it too. Politician. Tough word, eh?
Right, OK. 所以之后呢 OK 这个字呢就变成相当的普及跟流行哦。因为谁呢政治家 politicians,、嗯、他们也开始用了。我们都知道 politics 就是政治、嗯。那政治人物我们可以用 politician。
And guess what?
What?
Our article says after a few years, people began signing papers with OK to say everything was good. OK.
Wow, OK, now we know. 所以几年之后呢，人们也开始在文件上写什么呢 ?OK, 来表示一切都很好哦。
So do we still misspell words? Well, our article says teenagers today...still create their own words like see ya, you know, C-Y-A, see ya. Here we see our last word, power word for today, teenager, T-E-E-N-A-G-E-R. Teenager, it's a noun and it's also what me and Laura are.
Yay!
Okay, so a teenager is a person between the age of 13 and 19, okay? This is what we call a teenager.Here is an example. When Ben was a teenager, he often argued with his parents. When Ben was a teenager, he often argued with his parents.
OK, 我们来看一下 teenager 这个字哦，到底是不是在讲我跟 Angelina 呢？它就是指青少年啦。因为我们在英文里面我们有 13, 14, 有没有？大家有没有发现13到19的英文数字后面都有 teen 这个字呢？没错，所以13到19岁的青少年我们就可以用 teenager 来表示。所以刚刚例句表示，当 Ben 还是个青少年的时候，他常常跟他的父母吵架哦。OK, 所以刚刚的课文是提到现今青少年仍然会创造属于他们自己的字词，像是 CYA, see ya, 就是 see you.、
Mm-hmm. And finally, our article ends off with a question, okay?、Mm-hmm. The question says, what new words can you make up? Okay, to make up something means to invent or come up with a new word or a story.、
Mm-hmm. 最后大家想想看哦，那你可以编造出什么新字呢？ Make up 当然就是编造的意思哦。Okay, we've come to the end of our article. Let's now go to our wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, Laura, I heard you're really good at spelling, right?
I am one of the best!
Okay, well, we're going to have a spelling bee, which means、
okay.
I'm going to ask you to spell a word,、
okay.
and you're going to have to spell it right. Okay?
Okay.
Are you okay?
Of course, okay, I'm okay.
How do you spell night?
That's easy. N-I-T-E.
What? Night. Like,
yeah,
good
yeah.
night.
N-I-T-E.
No, that's not right.
No, it's not. I misspelled it on purpose.
What do you mean? You're playing that. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Here's another word. Enough.
E-N-U-F.
What? Okay, here's another word you cannot misspell for sure. I know you cannot misspell this word.
Okay.
Tiger.
Okay, you're wrong, by the way. T-Y-G-R.
T-Y-G-R.
See, it sounds tiger, tiger, T-Y-G-R.
Okay, fine. While it may be fun to misspell words for fun,、
mm-hmm.
you probably don't want to do that in your homework or、
yeah.
in your tests, okay?、Mm. So, Laura, can you please spell the words properly? Tiger.
T-I-G-E-R.
Night.
N-I-G-H-T.
Enough.
E-N-U-E-N-O-U-G-H.
Okay, good for you.
Okay.
You are really good at the spelling bee.
Yay. Okay, so see if you guys can play a spelling bee.
Yeah.
Or you guys can do this for fun. But we're out of time. We'll see you next time. Bye.
A plus Encyclopedia.
Are you okay? Where did the word okay come from? A famous singer used it in a song. B. Shakespeare used it in a play. C. A writer used it in a news article. Now the answer is C. A writer used it in a news article. In the late 1830s, young people liked to misspell words for fun. They would make the words shorter and use them as slang. For example, KY was a popular way to write no use. A writer for the Boston Morning Post wanted to do the same thing. On March 23, 1839, he used OK for the first time in a news article. It meant all correct. The word became popular because politicians began using it too. After a few years, people began signing papers with OK to say everything was good. Teenagers today still create their own words like see ya. What new words can you make up? Play. Play. I loved all the great songs and actors in the play. I loved all the great songs and actors in the play. Writer. Writer. Emily's favorite writer is Stephanie Meyer. Emily's favorite writer is Stephanie Meyer. Popular. Popular. This popular restaurant is always very busy on weekends. This popular restaurant is always very busy on weekends. Teenager. Teenager. When Ben was a teenager, he often argued with his parents. When Ben was a teenager, he often argued with his parents.